McCloskey, 20-year veteran of the labor movement, community activist, political activist, human rights activist, challenging incumbent Democrat Adam Schiff in the 29th Congressional District in the June 6th primary.
And what are some of the issues that you are challenging him on?
Well, I'm basically challenging him on several issues, but I think it goes much broader than that because these issues are indicative of where our country is at. I'm challenging on his continued support of the war. He voted for the war in Iraq, and he continues to support the occupation. His position at this time is that we have to keep our troops in Iraq until the country becomes stable. My belief is that the country will never become stable as long as the troops are there. The insurgency began as a result of the occupation, and we need to resolve this by pulling our troops out and trying to get the international community involved in negotiations to settle the differences between the different folks in Iraq. I think it's critical that we also challenge the USA Patriot Act and stand up to protect our civil liberties. Congressman Schiff was co-author of the USA Patriot Act, and I think, you know, with Gonzalez, Attorney General Gonzalez, now saying that the USA Patriot Act gives Bush authority to spy on the phone calls and emails of 200 million Americans, I think we can blame Adam Schiff directly for the current situation we have with the NSA. In addition, my overall platform is one that calls for a new economy based on peace, based on developing alternative energies, based on creating jobs here in this country, trying to create good-paying jobs through a public works program to rebuild our infrastructure. We can do that by cutting taxes on the rich and the corporations, as well as converting our military industries to peacetime use. I think a lot of our military budget was $513 billion this year without the war in Iraq, and most of that money is being used for Cold War weapons programs we don't need. These are tax giveaways to war profiteers, and we need to fund human needs, not war. We need to have universal health care. We need to increase funding for education, and we need to create jobs in this country.
So just for people who might not know, where is the 29th District?
The 29th District covers Monterey Park, Alhambra, South Pasadena, Temple City, San Gabriel, Burbank, Glendale, part of La Crescenta, and part of the Los Feliz District.
Now, you're challenging a fellow Democrat,
yes,
within that district. Is that, what would you say to Democrats who might be concerned that this is a challenge that might give the seat to a Republican?
This is a heavily Democratic district. This district was gerrymandered 4 years ago. That's how I wound up in it. It added a whole lot of Democratic voters. The current Democratic registration is 145,000 registered Democrats, and there are 104,000 registered Republicans. In the general election, Congressman Schiff got 83,000 votes, and the challenger got less than 40,000.
I see. So what kind of support have you gotten from within the Democratic Party?
Within the party, Assemblywoman Jackie Goldberg has endorsed me, Assemblyman Alberto Tirico, and I have sought the endorsement of other elected officials, and I haven't gotten any other endorsements. It's very difficult. Most of the career politicians and party bureaucrats are backing the incumbent, and I think it's to the detriment of the party, and that they should open up the process and have real democracy in this party. I mean, there is no democracy in the Democratic Party. They make every effort to defeat challengers like me. And, you know, I give kudos, and they have courage, for Jackie Goldberg and Assemblyman Tirico for backing me. I am endorsed by former legislator Scott Wildman, who was the assemblyman for this district. I'm endorsed by former Senator Tom Hayden. I'm endorsed by the Progressive Democrats of America, Americans for Democratic Action, and many other progressives and members of the community here that live in the 29th District.
Why is it that you think that the leadership of the Democratic Party is so reluctant to really function as an opposition party?
Because I think they, just like the Republicans, are beholden to the same special interests. The lobbyists and the corporations and the war profiteers have almost total control in our Congress. That's why we see increased defense, so-called defense spending every year. That's why we see war after war. There's a lot of money to be made on war. President Eisenhower said it best years ago when he said, beware the military-industrial congressional complex will take over this country. I think it has happened. I think the Democrats, if you look at their voting records, only 31 people voted against the last defense budget. That passed overwhelmingly, and that's one indication of where people are at. I think the Democrats are another war party, if you will, and we have to challenge them from within and from without, and that's my campaign is about challenging the great Democrats directly within the party and telling it like it is.
So what about the issue of immigration, which has become, for many people, almost a bigger issue than the war these days because it hits home?
I think the fact that our economy is in shambles, we have $8.6 trillion deficit at the federal level, we have a $4 trillion trade deficit, and we have $2 trillion in consumer debt, excluding home mortgages. That's basically credit card debt. People are not doing well in this country, even though you hear these reports on the news media that our economy is great. It's not. People are working two jobs. People are working service sector jobs. I can understand why some working class Americans are very upset about huge numbers of undocumented workers coming up here. But my program, if you look at my platform, it's a comprehensive. It calls for massive efforts to create good-paying jobs in this country, bringing industries back, offering incentives to corporations that will work on alternative energies and create jobs, and primarily trying to create good-paying jobs here for Americans. The problem is we have 12 million so-called illegal immigrants in this country. It's impossible to deport them. I think Americans need to have some compassion. It's not an American value to allow 4,000 immigrants to die in the desert. That's how many over that have died in the last 10 years trying to cross. All we've done is tighten the border. All we've done is put in more fences. It hasn't stemmed the flow of so-called illegal immigration. What it does is it results in the death of people trying to cross in real tight spots. That's not an American value, to see workers die trying to get up here. So, and I also believe that undocumented workers contribute immensely to our economy and our society. I'm for amnesty. I'm for a reasonable program for immigration. Let's allow these people to come into this country. After all, if you look at the history of this country and what happened historically, many Americans that are now bashing immigrants don't recognize their own history, that this was stolen land. We gave smallpox blankets to the Indians, our forefathers. We fought a war and took this land from Mexico. Let's understand our history, and let's try to be understanding about the current contributions undocumented workers make, and let's have some compassion. They contribute to our society. I think if we address this in a comprehensive way, we can create a lot of jobs here for American workers, and we have to look at the trade agreements, such as NAFTA, CAFTA, the World Trade Organization, the International Monetary Fund, and the policies and the agreements that are in place that keep workers in Mexico and other countries down, that keep them at an impoverished state. People are leaving these countries because they are literally starving, and they're coming up here so they can survive. We need to address the root cause of massive emigration, which are these trade policies, bank policies that are gutting the economies of these countries and leaving people without any work. I mean, if you look at the price that, for instance, farmers in Mexico that grow corn can no longer compete because of NAFTA. U.S. farmers are subsidized by our government. U.S. corn is cheaper than Mexican corn right now. So NAFTA has put Mexican farmers out of business. And guess where they're coming? Here, because they need to live.
Do you have any idea how you're doing in your campaign? Do you have any polls that can indicate how many people you're reaching?
Well, we did a massive mailing to 26,500 voters. We followed it up with phone calls, and we're out there walking. We're hitting a lot of precincts. I haven't done any scientific polling, but my sense is at the door, you know, we're getting broad support, and the more voters we reach, like I said, 80% of people are agreeing with us at the door. It's a matter of voter outreach. I believe we can get 30 to 40% of the vote, if not enough votes to win. This is a low turnout election. Usually about 27,000, 28,000 people vote. And if I get 15,000 votes, I can beat this guy. That is not a lot of votes.
Right. Now, has Adam Schiff been campaigning or acknowledged your campaign in any way? And is there going to be a debate or anything?
We are trying to get him to debate. He's avoiding a debate. We were at a candidates forum. I directly challenged him for his support of the war and his co-authorship of the Patriot Act. And the fact that he receives campaign contributions. His largest contributor is the Parsons Corporation, which just wasted our tax dollars in Iraq on poor mismanagement of their contracts. Parsons has a $2 billion contract to build security, prison, bases, and clinics there. They failed to meet their goals. They lost part of their contract. They wasted our money. I've asked them, and I've asked Adam Schiff, to return that money to the community. I've asked Parsons to return $60 million to Pasadena and our district, to nonprofits in our district. And I've asked Adam Schiff to return the money he's taken from them in campaign contributions to nonprofit groups in this district. My question to him was, how can we expect good oversight from a congressman when he's taking campaign contributions from a corporation such as Parsons, who is a war profiteer doing business in Iraq? He did not respond to that issue. So we're hoping that the League of Women Voters will pull a debate together here. We have more forums planned. We're trying to get the word out. He's trying to avoid these discussions, but we're pouring the pressure on, and a lot of his constituents have deserted him and gone over to my campaign.
Is your campaign in any way forcing him to come and spend more money and do more campaigning than he normally would?
Adam Schiff has been anointed by the Democratic Leadership Council as the recruitment co-chair. This is why they're trying to, pour efforts in his campaign. He did a mailing on our taxpayer dime just before the primary season started, paid for by taxpayers. He's out there reaching out to voters. I expect, in this last few weeks, a lot of mailing from him. He is also recruiting for other Democratic Party folks. So any money he spends on his own campaign, the party looks at like I'm a traitor and taking money away from other campaigns. And, he can't defend his record. And the fact is, he has already modified his position. Park Skelton is his consultant. Park Skelton's normally a very progressive guy. They're trying to sound like me now. They're saying, take back the House, which is the name of my webpage. Adam Schiff has come out against permanent military bases since my campaign started. There was a bill in Congress since last July that he didn't sign on until my campaign started. Now he's bragging about he's co-sponsoring bills for no permanent bases. He's also modifying his position on the war, trying to sound like he's for redeployment, getting the troops out. He came up with a muddled position on redeployment that doesn't call for ending the occupation. I'm for getting the troops out now, getting our boys, our young men and women home out of harm's way, stop the killing of civilians in Iraq. He is not taking that position, but he's trying to sound like he is to the voters. So we've already pushed this guy with our campaign to a better position. And now he's out there trying to be out front, slamming Bush on the NSA spying scandal. But we all know that Schiff set the stage for that by co-authoring the Patriot Act. So, yeah, we're having an impact. I already see him moving our way.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows by the end of this primary season in November, where will he be on the war? If we've accomplished that much, where we force the congressman to change their position on the war, we've accomplished a lot.
Right. Well, I know that you're not alone in the Democratic Party. There's someone, I think, in the 36th congressional district, Marcy Winograd.
Yeah, sure. Marcy has endorsed me. I've endorsed her. We're working together.
And she's challenging
Jane Harmon.
Yeah, she's very entrenched.
Yeah, I would say Adam Schiff and Jane Harmon are about the same. They're both members of the Blue Dog Caucus. People often forget that Adam Schiff co-authored the Patriot Act.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they were able to call it. John Ashcroft and the Bush administration were able to call it bipartisan because of him. It would have been a Republican bill.
Well, I've heard that there's a a substantial number of Republicans that don't like the Patriot Act.
Yes, there is. And, you know, Bob Barr, former congressman, is out there working with the ACLU to try to overturn it. So there's a lot of conservatives that are angry about the attack on their civil liberties. And, you know, at some of these forums, there are Republicans there, too. And my message is resonating with them as well.
Well, that's good. Maybe they'll consider crossing party lines for you.
Yeah. Some of them did cross party lines to vote for Schiff in the last primary. So we see that happening in this district.
Wow. Well, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Sure.
And is there anything else you'd like to add in closing?
I would just like to say that we need clean government. We need to get the lobbyist influence. I'm for election reform that requires public financing for all candidates if they refuse to accept money from special interests. I'm also for instant runoff voting, making election days a holiday, trying to expand the period where people can vote, and other electoral reform issues. I think our democracy has been stolen by the corporations and the two parties, and we need to take it back. If, you know, I'm also for, as I mentioned before, a productive economy, a sustainable energy policy, and a policy that gets us into new types of energies and conservation. I'm for greater CAFE standards on mileage. We have to do conservation. Peak oil is a big problem. We're running out of oil. And one of my issues that resonates with the voters is the fact that while the Congress and the President are declaring war on the world, and who knows, it might be Iran next, and Mr. Schiff seems to be, you know, doing a lot of bellowing about Iran these days, along with the President. We have to look at the other issues that we're facing, environmental degradation, the water crisis. We're having a huge water shortage in the world, and it's going to hit regions like Los Angeles. Colorado River is basically drying up. We're looking at running out of oil and trying to deal with that. We're looking at the economies in shambles. Global warming. I mean, you could go down the list. There's huge issues facing us in the very near future and right now that our Congress is not paying attention to. And, you know, we need to make sure that our elected representatives are going to deal with these problems, because we're going to have a major economic crisis and a crisis in society from the convergence of all these issues.
What are some of the things that people, besides if they're in your district and registered to vote, what are some of the things people can do to support your campaign?
Well, for one thing, they can join in my efforts to impeach the President. Charles Coleman and I are spearheading an effort called Impeachment Team, and we're getting donations around the country because we have gone out on the People's Email Network. I have received over $2,000 in 2 days in donations. People can donate to my campaign. They can help me in my efforts to get the word out to the voters. I do not get a ballot statement. People can also help me go door to door. The most important part of this campaign is talking to your neighbors. I'm out there talking to folks. 8 out of 10 folks are agreeing with us at the door. They're fed up with Bush. They're fed up with these spineless Democrats. They're fed up with the spying. They're fed up with the war. They're with us. If we can reach more people, we can build a broader peace movement. We can build a struggle to put pressure on these Democrats in 2008 when they run a presidential candidate, and we can build a network of all the voters we're contacting. So win or lose on June 6th, I have already accomplished a lot by building this network through my campaign, and we need more people to be part of that. They can volunteer, they can go to my website, check out my platform, sign up to volunteer. They can call us. We have a campaign office in Pasadena. My website is www.takingbackthehouse.org. I give you the phone number for our office where people can contact us to get involved. And, you know, the main thing is voter contact and trying to build a broader peace movement. You cannot have one or two people in Congress. It isn't going to change a whole lot. But what will change things is building a grassroots effort for people's power. And that's what this campaign's about. It's more than just me running for office. It's about trying to build a stronger peace movement, not only in this congressional district, but throughout the Los Angeles area and the nation, for that matter.
Right.
Our office phone number is 626-241-8848. People can call us and get involved.
Right. Well, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Sure.
And best of luck in your campaign.
Sure. I just wanted to say I am pro-choice. I strongly support a woman's right to choose. I'm against the death penalty. I think it's racist and barbaric. I need our criminal justice system needs to be reformed. If you look at the huge numbers of people in prison, mostly African American and Latino, and if you look at how discriminatory that is, if you look at the broad range of issues, there's a whole lot of things that need to be addressed. The war on drugs is a huge drain of our tax dollars, and it hasn't accomplished anything except lock a whole lot of people up in prison. There's a lot of reforms that need to happen, and that's part of my platform as well.
Well, thanks so much.
All right.
And I hope that that you're successful in June.
Well, I appreciate that.